Welcome. We are covering the season finale and the reunion part one for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Are you Team Masika or Team Alexa Sky? And we have a very, very, very special guest in for you guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sometimes I lose my head, and I know.
I feel like I just need to let it
play for a little bit.
Yeah. It reaches soul.
All right, welcome guys. We've kind of got the R&B radio voice. Welcome guys to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. That song is by our very special guest, mother, singer, Love and Hip Hop superstar, Miss Monique Slaughter. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
It's cold in here.
It's getting a little bit warmer.
Yes, it is warming up.
You got some vocals, girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what inspired that song?
Oh, well, you know, AD was bumping and grinding on Miss Alexa Sky.
Straight to it.
And then we were fighting, and then I was being petty, you know, as a result of, but then I was like, I guess I love her or whatever, so I'll just call my really dear family friend, Mr. Eric Dawkins, who co-produced and co-wrote Emotional for Keisha Cole, which we saw, I believe, last week on last week's episode. And he and I just sat and talked for like a couple hours about my relationship to AD. And he wrote that for me. And then he sent me like the rough. And I was like, oh, gee, I love it.
Aww.
And so then I did it.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Where can people get it?
It's available iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music. And I believe the iHeartRadio app, but I don't stream Spotify. They don't like to pay niggas, so, you know. I mean, they do, but it's legit, like, 0.75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the streams that I get on Spotify, I'm like, this little $47 check before taxes, keep it Spotify.
Right.
What? Mm-mm. All right. My name is TK Trinidad. I'm going to introduce the rest of the host. I was going to just let you talk the whole episode. Just keep on talking. Introduce yourself, guys.
What's up, guys? I'm Imani. You can follow me at Imani_Blackman on all social media platforms.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in yet again. I'm Brittany Q. Hill, and you can follow me at Brittany Q. Hill on all social media.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
All right. Well, I posed the question at the beginning, at the top of the show. I'm sure everybody is, you know, we had a very special guest last week.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys Team Masika or Team Alexa Sky?
Masika. I'll answer for everyone in the room. We're all Team Masika.
There we go.
Nobody here is Team Doodoo Dirt.
Yeah. You had some interesting names. I think you called... Oh, no, that was for Tiffany. You said Shady Boots.
AD called her Shady Boots. I called her Heffany, Hofany, Neffany. Bitch, like, never. That's you.
The things you say, like, how do they...
I don't know. They just
so
literally,
quick.
Like, that. That happened one day, and it was just, like, legit and literally in one word, and it just flew out, and I was just... AD was like, well, that works.
Right.
So right. I think sometimes my brain just moves faster than my like motor skills and my mouth can actually catch up and words just blend together.
That's funny. I might have to steal that.
Legitterally. And I literally mean it when I say it. Legitterally, I mean it.
All right, let's get into it. So kind of the top of the show, we're going to, for you guys, don't come at me. We're going to be doing a combination of both because it's 2 hours. We don't have a lot of time to go through it piece by piece. Mm-hmm. So kind of the top of the season finale, you guys saw Tierra. So you went with Nikki and Sara. So how is she doing now? And when was the last time that you saw her?
I haven't seen her since we shot the reunion. And
that was like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, okay. September 19. Okay. We shot the reunion. I haven't seen her since then.
Have you spoken to her?
Not really, no.
So is it safe to assume that she's kind of taking a break for your friendship in order for her to get herself together, or you don't?
I mean, I love Tierra. I know Tierra loves me. I'm, you know, I have spoken to her. She has a tendency to call me about things that she sees on social media, but never really about the status of the friendship or, you know, so her calling me because she saw this on social media and it made her feel like that. will lead into conversations about where we are. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, like I said, I told her that I love her to death. I'm so happy that she's home, feeling better, looking better, doing better. Mm-hmm. That's really all that matters. I have nothing but, you know, respect for her as a woman and as somebody who used to be really, really close to myself and my family. And she did, you know, once she heard about some personal things that were going on with my family, she did reach out and, you know, offered to swing by, but I was just like running a million miles an hour and I wasn't really like stationary, so we never actually caught up, but I guess she's doing good.
Yeah, sounds like nothing but love. Do you have any you have any words of wisdom? You might as well just start off with
I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so from season one until now, I have seen on the show, I've seen a big difference on the growth from when you started from season one mm-hmm. until now. Have you noticed, have you felt that change?
I mean, yeah, I'm the one making the change. So mm-hmm. I feel it mostly when I'm in a situation where I want to revert back mm-hmm. to the old me, the snatch and grab me.
There's some classic moments,
and,
though.
Yeah, and in all honesty, viewers haven't seen that from me since season one. And they're probably not ever going to see it, at least not on camera. Cause I just don't feel like it. Like it's just so exhausting. Like it's exhausting. Like I'm still me, like, mm-hmm. but, and I still have a short fuse. I still have a temper, still have a really slick mouth. I might still pop you, but I don't think the viewers are ever going to get that from me on camera again, because we get fined and mm-hmm. no bitch is worth my coin. And so that's really why you saw a lot of bitches get away with murder this season. That was the reason why I didn't reach across the table and slap Lyrica in her esophagus. That was why, you know, a Buick doo-doo, coffin dirt, mummy-wrapped, non-embalmed, disgusting, decomposing, booty-faced dirt got beat up off-camera. You know, anybody else get potentially get beat up off camera too. I just have to assess, like, am I going to go to jail when I beat you up? Because I can't raise my son behind bars. Excuse me. So if the answer is yes, I'm going to go to jail, I'll probably just stay at my house. And yes, I have one of those. And it's very beautiful. And I pay all those bills. So there's no need for me to step out to beat a bitch up and then lose everything that I've worked for.
Well, in my point of view, I think you've really grown a lot.
Thank you. You know, your voice is so soothing.
Right. Oh.
Thank you very much. It makes me want to continue to try to be better.
Yes.
Operative word, try.
Yes. And that's all you can do. But I've really seen growth in you.
Thank you.
And
it's
I support you for that.
Thank you. That's nice to be recognized for growing.
Yes.
Wait, question. You guys get fined individually? Like, or the show, like, gets fined?
No, individually.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, wow. Bitch, I'm not coming up off a coin for you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
So let's talk a little bit about your relationship with AD and Tiffany. Obviously, you and AD are back together, so that's, mm-hmm. you know, nothing new. As far as Tiffany, after the reunion, has there been any contact, or how do you still feel the same way about her, or what's the...
I feel nothing about Tiffany. I don't care about Tiffany. I don't care about whether or not she and AD mend fences. She's not my friend. She's none of my business. So they can be friends. They can skip off and be cool or not. Like, I could give two shits either way, honestly. I tried because I do love AD. Initially, when AD asked me, I offered to sit down with Tiffany on multiple occasions. I even spoke to Tiffany. And then Tiffany showed up to the photo shoot the day after we spoke. And then she had, like, diarrhea at the mouth, and she was foaming like a rabid animal. And it was just like, okay, bitch. Once again, another bitch who thinks that by testing me and getting beat the fuck up on camera, she'll get more air time. But little do you know, bitch, I'm tired. So, you know, I heard you were good at sucking penis, and if I had one, I would make you suck mine, but I don't. So can you leave, please? And that was really the last interaction we ever had, other than the reunion. And she said nothing to me, so fuck her.
Yeah. It's how you say it
so calmly.
It's like
so
it's,
calm.
Yeah, it's
so
like
calm.
Like
a, all speechless,
like monotone. Yeah. Just
listening.
I'm very monotonous. I've always been that way. Very dry, sarcastic humor.
But it's beautiful though. It's almost like you're slicing through butter, but it's like
seriously, fuck her to hell. I mean, I really. She's got, you know. I'll just leave it at that. Let me not just say that.
And we'll just kind of go through your list of. I don't know what
I was gonna say something really mean, but. I'm trying to be better.
Okay.
Moving on.
Wait, can we stay on that really quick? I asked Masika the same question, but I want to hear from you. Because, you know, watching you guys on reality TV, we get what they want to show us, the producers.
Yes.
So, in your terms, outside of your child and your relationship, what is most important to you? Like, who is Monice? Who do you want us to know you? I mean, know who you are.
What's most important to me, I grew up really family-oriented, regardless of the dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And the word is not orientated, as people like to say. It's family oriented. I just want to throw that out there. But, you know, yeah, I grew up very family oriented. And what's most important to me is anything that I say is important. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like it's the smallest shit. Like my naps are really important. Mm. Being at home, like I don't go out. If it's not for a friend's birthday or if it's not something that AD is doing to support one of her friends or whatever, you won't catch me out and about just in the club. Like, bitch, I'm a whole 30 and I feel 70. So it's just whatever I wake up on a day-to-day basis and decide I'm going to do because it's important. Mm-hmm. It's the smallest things to me. Like, if I could just sit at home all day, every fucking day, I most definitely would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really easygoing. Like, I love food, naps.
We saw you doing some cooking.
Yeah, little naps. Snippets. I start my day with a nap.
That's so, starting with a nap.
Yeah, you know, I get up, I take Cam to school, maybe stop and bring coffee home for AD and I, take a nap, and then I get up and then I, you know, like, get started with my day. But I always start with a nap. Like, naps are really important.
Naps are life.
But to me over here, you don't look 70. You look very beautiful, what you're wearing and how you look like. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Very beautiful. Yeah. Good to know.
All right. So let's talk about your relationship with Hazel Lee.
We don't have a relationship.
So would the right terminology be your enemy?
She's or just not nobody? Worth it. Yeah. Okay. So you mean my encounter with Hazel Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, Hazel, she's just, Hoozle is a snoozle fest. I mean, what is there really to say about that? The bitch said she was going to slap the dog shit out of me. She said she was going to call DCFS on me. So the way I feel, you know, bitch, I'll give you every reason to call the authorities, and DCFS will not be one of them. And clearly the message I sent through a Buick Dirt wasn't clear enough for you bum bitches. But you're barren, you're geriatric, your eggs are probably powder by now, your pussy's probably moldy, and you're probably never going to be able to conceive because you don't deserve the honor of being someone's mother, and the Lord most likely will never bless you that way. And that's none of my fucking business, but you make it my business when you stick your big, fat, penis-shaped nose where it does not belong, and you called yourself fucking me, bitch, and you got fucked. Like, at the end of the day, don't ever swing on me while my back is turned and miss. So we saw the reunion and we saw it look like I was coming to Masika's defense, and that was not the case in that particular moment. Hazel actually swung on me while I was trying to walk to the bathroom, and my back was turned. And so editing is a bitch because she said something to me and I called her a barren geriatric fuck to her face. And I ran across the stage and then security swooped me up. My titty popped out. One of our co-EPs tried to put it back in, then she calmed me down, and then Hazel left the reunion and did not return. And she then said that she didn't feel safe, that members of the audience were taunting her. I don't even think she was smart enough to use the word taunting, but when I sorted through the mumble jumble, it seemed like that's what she was trying to articulate.
So, just to clarify...
So I'm going to slap her when I see her. Yeah, that's what the clarification is.
And she left the building completely.
She left the building completely. Okay. Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still going to slap her.
I saw this, like, I think she made a live video before Hazel did, and she said that she left. She said she left because they wouldn't let Rose
okay,
in.
Okay, so Rosie Posey, Pinky and the Stinky, that's accurate. He was not invited to our reunion, but she stuffed him in her tote and brought him to New York anyway. And she left because she claims she didn't feel safe, but really she just saw it in my face. I was out for blood. And I was going to draw it one way or another, bitch, if I had to stick you with a syringe or bust your shit and... you know, get it that way. One way or another, I was determined. So she left. And she's a liar because she also went on social media after my dear friend and sister wife hooked her by the neck like a fucking catfish and snatched her off stage and said she beat Masika's ass. Knowing the whole world was going to see you get beat up, dummy. And then she said she slid me, and it was like, girl, my wig was still intact, my face was still beat, my dress was still from another galaxy and a future time, whatever, dimension, and you had on burgundy shoelaces, like, good night, ma'am, please. Take your, like, blood pressure meds, get you some rest, rethink this, and then maybe come back with an apology, and I might not slap you.
Yeah. Moving on, let's talk about Mr. Ray and Zell Swag as far as that thing. So we had Zell on the show maybe about 4 weeks ago. It might have been right before the reunion. Yeah. He did say that he was going to swing at Mr. Ray. So that's exactly what happened.
He stood good on his word, unfortunately.
Cynthia Hubbard was very
Well, I don't really want to spend too much time talking about that. I'm not going to talk down on Zell, even though that's what he does to me, and I've done literally nothing to him. When, you know, I've had plenty of opportunities to talk about him in my green screens, talk about him in scenes, talk about him in interviews, talk about him just for shits and giggles, and I don't. Because I'm a firm believer that in it's not that, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, his beef with Masika is his beef with Masika. Mm-hmm. And I will always have my friends back. Masika's back 100%. But Masika's mouth is nobody, I've never encountered a human being with a mouth slicker than mine, except for Masika. So Masika can handle her own. Mm-hmm. If Masika needed my assistance, Masika knows that we fuck shit up and I'll ask you some questions later as long as we make it out not in cuffs. But I'm like that with all my friends. So when it comes to the situation with he and Ray, what I'm going to say is this. We have asked both men on separate occasions, because we knew we couldn't have them in the same room. Mm-hmm. We have asked both men, what is the issue? Neither one could really tell us what the issue was. And we would say, and then we were catching wind that Ray would say, well, he felt the way he felt about Zell because of the things that Masika, Nia, and myself were telling him, and I had to stop him there. Because, yeah, you guys will say little slick shit, funny shit about the other to us, but I know for me, I have stopped you dead in your tracks when you go too far. Mm-hmm. And the other one's not even present. Nor have I not hung out with one or, you know, demoted one because of my friendship to the other.
Right.
Nor have I allowed the friendships to cross. So they both owe me their loyalty, is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. And again, I have conversations with all the people that I consider my friends. And I had a conversation with Zell. I didn't have to tell Masika or Ray about that conversation. That was between Zell and I. We had an understanding. I had a conversation with Ray. I didn't have to repeat that to Masika or to Lizelle or to Nia. That was between Ray and myself. Masika and I have conversations that I don't repeat to anyone else. But I do let the gang know, like, well, I spoke to so-and-so, and I leave it at that. And mind you, that was before Zell was saying things about Masika's daughter and XYZ.
Right.
And so when Zell did what he did at the reunion, it was deplorable. It was disgusting. It was animalistic. It was not even human. It was flat out fucking wrong. And
well, we didn't even get to see it. We just heard it. He popped him in his face, or do you know?
It happened really fast. Like I said, I really don't want to elaborate on it out of respect for Ray. It happened really fast. Like, it was not something that anyone could have predicted, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And it was just another testament to Zell's lack of sincerity to act like you are going to hug someone and then to attack them the way that he attacked Ray is absolutely disgusting.
The lowest of low.
It's the lowest. So, you didn't even give that man a chance to cover himself, defend himself, square up, nothing. Well, like that, pretend. I can't do that.
For a second, it seemed really sincere. Like, as a viewer, even watching the whole season, I was like, oh, I feel like they both came to their senses. They're like, we're beefing for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then, that was, like, completely opposite.
As a viewer, me just sitting there watching it, I just had a lot of thoughts in my mind thinking, okay, is violence, this kind of violence, okay for kids to be watching this or adults and think that it's okay to see that kind of behavior? And as a viewer,
well, here's the thing. Kids shouldn't be watching Love and Hip Hop at all anyway, even if it was semi-super family geared, which it's not at all. And secondly, I don't think, I mean, I'm very honest about the fact that I never wanted to be anybody's role model. So don't let your kids listen to me speak. Don't let your kids watch me on television. Just don't do it. Unless you bring them to my child's birthday party, don't bring your kids around me. So with that being said, I don't think any of us set out to be role models. But then you have some of us, Masika and myself, I can't remember who else has children, Brooke.
But everyone can be a role model.
You can, but in a different way. Way we choose to be role models, you know, when Masika and I have our one-on-ones, it's more like we live in a generation now where it's not a matter of if our children see it, but when our children see it. And that was what clicked for me after season one. Mm-hmm. My son will see this. Mm-hmm. And during season one, it really triggered because my son's father was saying all this bullshit, and I never wanted my son to look at that show. Or look at an interview. He's going to look at interviews and see his father calling his mother a bipolar thought. He's going to look at this show and he's going to see his father paint me out to just be some deadbeat who put him on his dad's doorstep and was off to the races. And he will know that that's not true.
So
he'll have to answer those questions. Mm-hmm. And I was never going to put myself in a position anymore moving forward to where my son looks at that and he's not proud that I'm his mom, where my son looks at that and he has to ask me, why did you say this about my dad, or why did you say this about my grandma when she was on season two, or why did you say this about my AD? So no matter how mad I get, no matter how flustered I become, there are just certain things that I'm not going to say and do on camera. I can delete a tweet. And some A-list celebrity is going to do some fucked up shit, and what I tweeted is going to be forgotten about. I can post on Instagram because J-Lo is going to get out there and shake her little bum bum and make a whole bunch of money for Puerto Rico, and my foolishness will be forgotten about. So with that being said, when I put it on camera, it never, ever gets lost in translation, gets lost in the shovel. I lose control of the edit. I don't know how that's going to be used against me or hurt the person that I was angry with. So I just don't do it. Mm-hmm.
But you know why I respect you as a viewer? Is because when you did that episode with your mother and she came out, I respected you because I saw your vulnerability and I saw the episode. And I really, as myself, and maybe, I don't know, as my friends around me, we respected you for that because we saw how vulnerable you became in that episode. And that's why I respected you for that.
Oh,
and I don't know
you.
If anybody's told you that, but I just personally want to say thank you because that opened doors for mother and daughters to be able to communicate better. So
I never thought of it that way, but that was a toughie.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful to see
thank
that.
You.
Are you here for the B2K reunion or the R2K?
Here for anything B2K because B2K better get their shit together and pick up that bag. what's good for B2K is good for the babies. So
okay. Mm-hmm. Coins.
So have you seen Omarion around at all? And
no, I haven't. And I actually, before season one, really got a chance to know Omarion. Shamar Moore is one of my dearest friends and a mutual friend of the boys, B2K and myself, Chris Ball, was bringing Omarion around. And we had plenty of really just in-depth conversations, and he really got a chance to know me, which is why season one, he said to Drew, you know, I've seen her out and about, and she's just always been really respectful, always been really cool. I never spoke down on my son's father to O. He never bashed my son's father to me. Mm-hmm. So but I haven't seen him out recently.
Are you aware of the, I guess, status of their friendship, Omarion and Fizz?
After seeing their reunion part one, now I am, yeah.
Got it.
Which I'm very intuitive. I noticed that Omarion's kids have had birthday parties and my son has no longer been invited.
Oh, wow.
I did notice that. I said that to AD. That was weird because mm-hmm. they had a birthday party at the same place we threw Cam's birthday party, but Cam wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. So that's a little, you know, disheartening.
So you're not here for the R2K, but with Ray J and Princess, as far as their relationship.
I won't talk about the Norwoods at all.
Okay. If you guys don't know, look it up on TMZ. It's all there. Alexa Sky, Lucci, Fetty Wap, and Masika, as far as that relationship or kind of conversation has been kind of playing out, Alexa Sky's been after Masika this whole season. And apparently she was just trying to clarify or talk about a past relationship. And now we fast forward, Alexa Sky is currently pregnant.
We don't give a fuck about her or her baby. And let me just flat out say that. And, well, I can't speak for Missy. I have to speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about her or her baby or her pregnancy. And the reason being, the bitch got beat the fuck up because she wouldn't shut her fucking mouth about me and my parenting mm-hmm. and my son. So go be a mom. Learn how to be a mom. And now I feel so, so happy that your life is going to be a whole flying fuckery and piece of shit. Welcome to fucking motherhood, you dummy. She should have exercised her right to choose. She's not ready. And
so there's been rumors that either, well, she says it's Betty Wap's the father, but it seemed like Lucci had some other...
Yeah.
She's been pregnant, like, her whole life. The bitch has been on a pregnancy mission since birth. So,
I haven't seen anything from Fetty Wap himself say.
Confirming.
I'm not going to speak on him. That is the father of Kari Barbie. Mm-hmm. And Masika is one of my dearest friends. And even if we weren't friends, that's still someone that I, you know, work with. But we are friends.
Yeah.
Very good friends. And from what I've experienced and from what I've seen with my own two eyes, not what Masika has told me, from what I've seen, he's an amazing father mm-hmm. to his daughter. So for me, the buck stops there. Mm-hmm. Anything else becomes irrelevant. Who knocked her up? Who got her pregnant? When? How they did it? Why they did it? I could give two flying shits. And whether she makes it full term, whether she doesn't, whether she exercised her right to choose, whether she didn't, bitch be gone. Because she's right back in Atlanta living at her mama's house still talking shit.
Oh, she's back in Atlanta already.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh. Just note that. Lyrica, so she had mentioned during the reunion that she didn't know the beef that Alexa Sky had with you and Masika. Is that true or not, or what's the...
So I spoke to Lyrica, and I will say this because I said it to Lyrica. What it felt like to Masika and I, it felt like Lyrica played the victim a lot this season. Because Lyrica, when Masika was sending out invites to Kari's first birthday, Lyrica then, you know, she sent them in a group text, Masika did. And Lyrica kept asking who's filming with who. And I finally got so annoyed that I said outside of the group, girl, stop asking. No one's going to answer you. And like clockwork, everybody was like, I don't have any tea. We don't have this, blah, blah, blah. So I text her back and I said, see, LOL, and we dropped it. And then a couple days later, she popped up on the gram with a Buick Dirt, which made us all feel like you were looking for the tea to run and tell it to a Buick.
Okay.
And so from that point on, I kind of fell back because I had no personal beef with Lyrica. But I knew what she was about to step into with Masika, and my loyalty lied with Masika and, at the time, Nia and Tierra. Mm-hmm. And so, fast forward, the beef is escalating, the beef is escalating. Nia calls me and tells me, Lyrica's not following us on social media. I said, girl, I have over 1 million followers. I don't know who's following me, who's not, and why. So I had been on edge all season. I was, everyone, when they had an issue, would call me and I would keep everybody's secrets. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where I was like, why aren't you guys talking to each other? No one's talking to you. Everyone's talking to me, but then you're mad that everyone else is talking to me, but you do the same shit. Mm-hmm. So I put Nia, Masika, myself, and Lyrica in a group text and I said, let's everyone lay it out on the table. How do you feel about each other and why? Let's be respectful. Nia replies with, fuck these fake bitches, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, Masika says, I want nothing to do with Lyrica and leaves the conversation. So I'm like, well, there it is. My loyalty lies with my friends. Well, I guess Nia woke up from her nap, had a conversation with Lyrica. Lyrica told me that Nia basically was like, I don't know why Moniece is tripping. It's not that serious. And I'm like, girl, like, because in that conversation, I told Lyrica I was going to whoop her ass. And I told her I was going to whoop her ass because she had this conversation with Nia in which Nia downplayed the whole situation as if Nia wasn't the one that called me at 9 a.m. with the bullshit, talking about Lyrica's not following us. That was what prompted it all. And I was tired of being in the middle. And so from there, it just snowballed with Lyrica, and it got to the point where I was just like, okay, crew and production was saying that she was just a raging bitch, which I've also told her I heard, you know, around set that was the rumor. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like how she was really feeling herself. I thought it was uncalled for. And she had called me, like, you know, I basically want to make sure you and I are good and yada, yada, yada. And again, I didn't tell the rest of the group. I kept that conversation between us. Mm-hmm. So when she starts calling me messy, there's a lot of shit, you feel me, like, that I could have done to be messy. Like, when she called me and said, bitches don't have the right to feel any type of way that I'm hanging out with Alexis, I could have picked up the phone and called Masika, like, ooh, girl, Lyrica said, right. Ooh, Nia, Lyrica said, oh, my God, like, Alexis, Lyrica told me, you guys aren't cool like that. She just met you because you were there with Lucci and A1. I could have done all of that, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. I could have called Zell and told Zell what Lyrica was saying. And she didn't say anything bad. She just basically was like, we're not close like that. You know, I don't know why he's making it seem like that. We're not that, you know. So it was a lot. But again, I've had this conversation with Lyrica, which is the only reason I'll address it. So I feel like she knew.
Okay. So you and Lyrica are non-speaking.
We're good. We're cordial. And let me say this. I recently went through some things with my family that were obviously made public on my social media regarding my brother and his mental illness. And a lot of people from my cast that I haven't even filmed with reposted when my brother was missing. And from Bridget Kelly, Brooke Valentine, Lyrica, Masika, Ray, AD... I heard that there were, like, a couple others that I missed. Mm-hmm. So I genuinely appreciated that support. And that's really what I wish, you know, they would show the viewers more of. Because right. I know that the women have it in them. I know that I have it in me. You know, I know that the men have it in them to respect the women. But I can't really, you know, push for that if I'm not exhibiting that. So that's really right. what I'm trying to do, you know.
It's always a work in progress.
So Lyrica and I are cool, you know.
Are you and Nia friends?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Wow.
And when was that ending?
That's been for a while.
Okay.
I really don't have anything to say about Big Nia.
Keisha, Booby, Brooke, Bridget. Mm-hmm. So this whole storyline was kind of confusing. So Brooke and Booby were friends or are friends. She took a break from Marcus, got kind of messy. Booby decided to take Bridget to Catalina, which is even more messier. What do you think of that? Are you and Brooke cool?
Brooke and I are cool. Booby is really nice. AD and I have actually, you know, sat and we spoke to him a little bit at Safari's going away party. I've actually... been out. I did go out for a Grammy weekend, I think, to one event, an Apple Music event, and it was like a love and hip hop fucking festival. Everyone, right down to Mona, was there. And I ended up leaving after like 20 minutes, but Booby and I had the same PR, and we talked there a couple times. Marcus Black, I used to see him around when I was heavier into the music, mm-hmm. and he was always really cool. I knew he had a wife. I knew he had a daughter. We would show pictures of our kids and then kind of like go on our way.
Right.
And then Keisha, I've been around her a few times. She's always been really sweet. She's always been, you know, offered both myself and AD words of encouragement. She's always just been really cool. So that whole thing, I asked Brooke, I was like, is the chemistry between you and Booby real? Because that doesn't look like you can fake that. She was like, it's real. But I'm definitely in love with Marcus, you know. So I totally believe in the relationship between she and Marcus, and I totally believe that she's got this mm-hmm. unresolved tension with Booby that I don't think they'll ever act on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think it'll always be there. And I think eventually that will subside and they'll find a way to balance it out,
right.
and it won't really affect their relationships, you know, like moving forward.
What do you think of his decision to bring Bridget to Catalina as a backup?
Do you see anything wrong with it?
I don't know. I mean,
if you were in that position, you found out that you were like, oh, she couldn't go, but the person ended up taking you.
To be honest, I don't know. Like, and I told Brooke, like, the relationship between you and Bridget confuses me because it's so nice and nasty. It's like, I don't really know. Like, bitch, is your friend or is she not friend? Like, you going to beat her up or not? Because my ex-friend, like, if Big Nia decided to throw some salty pretzels at me, like, girl, I'm giving you a sodium shot. Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm confused by that whole dynamic. But they're both pretty. They can both really sing their faces off. Mm-hmm. They both got really round booties. And they both have perky plums. So I'm sure that they'll be able, you know, Brooke has Marcus. Brooke has is with Marcus.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bridget. Right. Okay. Yeah. Brooke is with Marcus. I got... I love square.
Brooke is with Marcus and then Bridget's
and
no longer
Bridget
with...
Bridget, I'm sure Bridget will find somebody to appreciate her plump rump and her perky plumps.
Now, since you're a musical artist, let's talk about Bridget's... Was it Pussy So Good?
Oh, my God, that was a whole mess.
From an artist standpoint.
It was a whole mess. I think she's so much more than that.
Okay.
She's so prettier than... So much prettier than that. Mm-hmm. She's so much more vocally inclined than that. I felt like that was just, that was digression, but she tried it.
Right.
You know what I mean? She did look good while she was doing it, and
she
gave
it. Do you think she looked like a mariachi in that?
She did. She looked like a mariachi version of Shirley Temple. But, you know, at least she tried it. At least she kept an open mind. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do as an artist. But I think she should stick to, like, what we saw.
Auntie music.
You know, the auntie music. Yeah, girl.
I am so here for Safari just because of the West Indian connection. Is he as funny in person as he appears to be on TV?
Yeah, you know, I didn't like Safari at first because he was really, I didn't like what he did to me season 2 reunion, I think, or 3.
Remind us.
Something about a DM. I DM'd him to work with him, and he played it off. Like, Nikki busted it out. And I was like, don't play me, Safari. Like, I definitely never slid in your DMs on anything other than music because I had seen him in a picture with Mona. And then I actually ran into him at Amber Rose's Move Emoji event, and he was like, oh, I'll be seeing you, you know, a lot more because I'm on the show with you. So we didn't exchange information. I ended up DMing him like, yo, I really want to work. And I sent him a clip of my video that I shot season 2.
It was all professional.
And so it was all and of course, I'm receipt fucking queen, you know? So he tried to play me, and I was not fucking with it at all. Like, dog. So AD and I actually, I took AD with me to the season 2 reunion, but she wasn't on the, or 3, she wasn't on the show at the time. So she greeted me in the lobby. Safari was staying in the same hotel as us. And I cornered him in the hotel lobby. Like, so I hit you, like, on some dick pic shit. No, it wasn't like that. Well, then why'd you make it seem like that? So that's not cool. Like, what if she wasn't secure in the relationship and she has to watch this back on national television and you're implying that it was some other shit? So, you know, I had to go and post the original DM. And he saw it, and he never replied to it, and that's fine. And now he tells me what an amazing vocalist I am. He had no idea that I could really sing this well. So we're past it. He's hilarious. I wish him the best of luck in New York. Seems like that's where he's comfortable, you know. He got really emotional at the reunion talking about it. And again, I ran into him in the lobby in the hotel after, and I was like, you know, those are the moments that the public appreciates, because those are the moments that show viewers that this is real to us. Like, we talk all this shit and we, you know, goof off, and guys are talking about girls and girls are being catty, but these are the moments where America gets the chance to actually connect.
Right.
And once they connect, they have the opportunity to now grow with you. So stay, you know, in New York, do your thing. Best of luck. Well wishes. For Safari, it's all love.
All right, y'all. I think went down all the stuff. Is there anything that you guys want to talk about? I think we're any words of wisdom before we wrap this up?
Oh, I kind of wanted to mention. Okay, so I know when you're in the heat of the moment and you talk about people, like everyone throws jabs. But I was wondering, what do you guys think about the body shaming issue?
And horrible.
Was it too far? Yeah.
It was way too far. Because let me tell you, there are kids, and we all know it, there are younger viewers that do watch the show, and they're not built like Beyonce. They're not built like Twiggy the model, ex-supermodel. They're not built like Naomi Campbell. That's not reality.
Right.
And I want people to look at songbirds like Adele, India Irie, the Layla Hathaways, the people who Adele has broken records that she has superseded Michael Jackson as the longest running number one song on the Billboard, like Hot 100 or like top, whatever it was, that genre. And when you assess that, she's not your cookie cutter figure. And she's singing songs that are universal. Love is universal. Heartbreak is universal. Pain is universal. Triumph is universal. Everyone has experienced one of those four really heavy, you know, emotions or obstacles at one point. And I only use her to say that she's selling out arenas and she's doing what artists and like myself aspire to be able to do, and they're not accomplishing that. Like, but they do that because someone's mom, because of her lyrical content, because of the way she looks, and because she's not your stereotypical stick figure, is going to let their 16-year-old daughter go to her concerts. They're going to buy her albums. They're going to buy her merch. They're going to tune into anything she's on, any and everything she does. So, Ray, go on with your fat ass and be bad. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck cares? And who cares?
I have a question. So in the season finale, during a conversation with Brooke, Marcus stated that he feels a perfect relationship is when two people won't give up on each other, which I thought was beautiful. So my question to you is, what is your idea of a perfect relationship, or does a perfect relationship exist?
No relationship is perfect to me, but I'm definitely with Marcus on that one. It's just two people who, no matter what comes, hell or high water, don't abandon each other for any reason whatsoever. Under any circumstances, no matter what it feels like in the moment, you better take your ass to work and bring your ass right back home. No spending the night out and things like that when you're stressed out. That's a perfect relationship.
It's just like the marriage vows that it's, you know,
even that, exactly. When you tell me I'm your girlfriend, we are married. Right. AD and I got married on July 17, 2017 or 16 when we met. This is my interview. You had your interview.
You chiming in?
Put
the camera on her. Put the camera on her.
This is my interview. I didn't do this to her in her interview. This is my interview.
That's true.
And when we met July 17, 2016, we got married. That's when we got married. We got married the day we met. And that's like also our anniversary was the day we met.
Right.
And not the day she licked the slit. Well, technically, that was the same day. And from there, we were engaged. And a week after, when she put the handles on the drawers, she was married.
Okay.
All right. Then.
I do have a question as far as editing and stuff like that. The white room or the kind of when you're telling the story after something airs, do you guys do that after everything's filmed, or do you do it during
the course?
Like, you know, when something happens.
Green screen?
Yeah, the green screen.
We do, what do you like? So when well, do you, we don't see anything until you guys see it. So okay. Let me just say that.
So do the producers ask you questions during the course? Like, okay, you're going to do a green screen on this day, and you kind of talk about certain things that's happened already, or do they do it all at the end of the season?
Oh no! We go throughout, so they catch our real. Mm. I'm always dry and monotonous, no matter how I feel. So for me, I could be really excited, like yay,
right?
And I'm just like, I'm so excited. AD is coming home and we're working it out. Because you know, and then I could be really mad. I can't believe my baby daddy is still getting on nerves after 7 years. Right. Like, it'll all be the same.
Because it seems because we see everybody in the same outfit throughout the whole season.
Oh, that's just how they choose to do it. But they need to start doing us like they do the housewives, okay?
Yeah.
Because some bitches could use a re-up once or twice. Some of us gain weight. And there's nothing wrong with gaining weight.
You're so stupid.
Some of us, you know... don't even get green screens, so we don't even need to worry about those people.
Predictions for the reunion, ladies.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You want to start? We have to make it quick.
I have just one. I just want to see what was going on with Cisco and Miss Nikki. That's the only thing I wanted to know because I'm confused on that. So they I'm fucked. Waiting for next week. You but heard it first. No.
I'm not sure. Come back to me.
I think I saw something I'm curious about. I think it was Masika and Nikki. I think.
Oh yeah, they looked like they were.
Yeah, it looked like there was something that was about to happen, but I guess we'll see next week. But yeah. I didn't know they even had like a beef or anything, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's no more fights. I don't recall hearing anything that's kind of been in the media. I definitely want to see that you did talk about Safari, so I want to kind of see what he has to say about leaving it because it just seemed like. He was the glue in some of those relationships, and he brought, the funny in certain things that weren't funny, like Ray J going to have the sperm count. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Right.
And now you have Safari just going off. So I kind of want to see that whole relationship, and then definitely Nikki, as far as her, because we didn't really see her too much during the season.
Right.
And then I was wondering about Nia, but you kind of answered the question.
What happened?
Well, she kind of started. We saw her at the beginning of the season a little bit more, and then she just kind of dropped off. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't at the reunion either. Not that I saw.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah. So I was kind of curious as far as kind of what happened to that. Did they just decide?
To be honest, I don't know. I just know she was. I was actually asked to have a conversation with her by one of the producers, and I just chose not to. Mm-hmm.
I want to see what's going to happen with Alexis because I believe she said something about they're keeping her behind closed doors for safety. Yeah, but she said she's going to join us later. I heard her say that. I want to see what's going to take place with that.
Yeah. Is there anything?
I never saw her, and I was out there for every segment. So they said given her condition, and I didn't know pregnancy was a condition.
They don't want.
What they didn't want was like that incident that happened on Sunset, where someone. Pulled up like a thief in the night and whooped her ass. They didn't want a repeat.
All right.
So I wouldn't beat up a pregnant person, though.
What's,
just speak obscenities to that fucking stomach, though.
What's kind of in the future for yourself?
Well, I would have been like, you stinky little runt. You tell your mom. You know? Like that, I would have given that orphan a good tongue lashing. That is good. You speak... Like, you tell your mom, get her shit together. You tell her she's about to ruin your life if she doesn't pull it together. Mm-hmm. You tell her that she had better love you, and she can't love you till she loves herself. Those are positive affirmations.
And what's going on with you in the future?
Well, I'm getting ready to release my EP. I'm getting ready to release my new single, Bow, next week. I'm getting ready to try to focus long enough to get my clothing line finally done. It's like halfway, and my designer during season 2 decided he was gonna go back home to Paris, and he never came back. So I need to finish that. It's a lot of wasted money there, and hopefully I'm putting it in the universe that I'm going to be blessed with an investor so that I can get back on the horse with my adult toy line. And I can become, the first richest black lady in the porn industry who doesn't actually do porn.
There we go.
All right, then. I think I speak for everybody. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. You know, I love to be petty and talk shit, especially amongst my sisters.
You're so good with it. Like you're just it's
that's because bitches piss me off.
But you don't. You're just poetic with it. Yeah. I think that's what it
is. Thank you. Is it very, soothing?
Kind of like it, that's clean. Why we're speechless. Like, after you say stuff, we're like.
Just like, yeah. it's like we're understanding. It's almost like you kind of knife somebody and we're watching the blood, but we are like, oh. But
and that's, we're not helping.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is so. Wow. So you're just so good at it.
Thank you.
So, you know, if you haven't thought about writing a book of some sort.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Yeah, I am writing a book. How did I forget? I'm just actually really, like, have things going on. Like, I didn't actually, like, talk about doing a mommy blog and then never do a mommy blog like some people I know.
Well, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Callie's World, K-A-L-I-S World. I've never changed it, and I've been afraid to because I don't want to lose my verification. And my Instagram is Monice_Slaughter.
What is Callie's World?
When I was signed to Akon, he named me Callie.
Gotcha.
Everyone just was, because I'm from here.
Got it.
I was really, like, mean to everybody. Not on purpose, but I just felt like, you know, I was one of the only girls in the camp. Like, everybody just kind of, oh, she'll be fine. Let's go fuck bitches and shit. And I just kind of felt like, as a result of niggas wanting to fuck bitches and shit, my project got, like, tossed to the wayside. Mm-hmm. So I was really fiery, and I don't know why. He just was like, oh, YB, the rapper, your boy, who had that song, We Run LA, he dropped a mixtape and it said Californication, something along, and he spelled it with a K.
Okay.
And Khan was like, that's what we're going to call you. And I was like, because I think I was bitching about why I wasn't on that mixtape. And we were label mates. So Khan was like, we're just going to call you Callie. And I've never.
Well, there you have it, guys. Make sure, I mean, I'm sure you guys are following her, but if you aren't, you definitely
follow
need to.
Follow me some more.
There you go. Because
then I get more paid Instagram posts.
Then tell your friends. Where can they find you guys quickly?
You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole.
And you can find me on all social media at Brittany Q Hill.
You can find me at Imani_Blackman.
And shout out to Nina Parker, former TMZ person, worked for TMZ, if you guys can check me out. You can also follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thanks, guys. We will see you next week.
Woody-hoo! From executive producers...
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.